Hey everybody, welcome back to Concert Confidential. I'm your host, Brian Ortega, and today on the episode, we are going to talk about who you should be talking to. So I'm actually going to be covering the different positions in a hotel, regardless of where you are in the world, specifically the ones here in Las Vegas, because that's the one I worked at, of who you should complain to, which I do not condone complaining. If you don't have anything to complain about, do not complain. But this one is in particular actually supposed to be helpful in terms of who you should launch your complaints at or questions and really who's in charge of what. Because I feel like nowadays we all think that everybody should know how to do everything in a hotel. In terms of Vegas, it's impossible because they're so big. So in today's episode, we're going to be going through a couple of different jobs in a casino or a hotel and casino, and figuring out who you should be talking to if you come to Las Vegas and need something done. So for this episode, this is Concierge Confidential. Okay, everybody, so let's go ahead and get started. So let's go and start with the front desk. So the front desk is the first person you see, which the front desk agent is still very, very important here in Las Vegas. I know that we've been adding a lot of different terminals where you're able to do self-check-in, which honestly, self-check-in is a nightmare. Unless you're staying for like one night and it really doesn't matter what your room looks like, self-check-in is honestly, to me, like the worst experience in the world, just because I'm a human. I want to talk to other humans. And I know you have to wait in the line, which can be very, very annoying sometimes, especially if you come on a very, very busy weekend and it takes super, super long. But for those of you wondering, how do you get upgrades? How do you get, you know, the Vegas treatment? How do you get free things? Honestly, the more human beings you come in contact with, the more free stuff you're going to get. So it's just the way that it works, because you can't get free stuff off of a computer. Like, it's just really, really, it's impossible, essentially. So that's why I always recommend going to the front desk when you make your check-in or when you check into a hotel, because at that point, then that front desk agent, because they're a human being and also because they might be great at their job, they might ask, okay, what are you in town for? Oh, are you here for an anniversary? That's awesome. Are you going for dinner later? How many years have you been married? So on and so forth. Once we get all this information, we get these little nuggets where we're able to, you know, maybe send up a bottle of champagne or maybe send up some chocolates or maybe give you like a nice little free room upgrade just because, you know, we feel like it because we're humans. And we know as hotel workers that if we treat you well, you might treat us well in the end. So again, it's always sort of like a give and take kind of thing. But again, the really good hotel workers, I consider myself, I was a good one, if I say so myself, was that we're doing it because we really want to just enhance your experience. So who's the first person you come in contact with? And that is a front desk agent. And again, the front desk agents can answer any questions for you. They typically are pretty well versed in very much the standard parts of their hotel. For example, what are the good places to eat at? What are, you know, the clubs inside of the hotel? Where are things at inside the, you know, in the hotel in terms of directions to get to your hotel room? They will always know the answer. The front desk agent is typically the person that you want to go to for very general questions. So the front desk agent is a general questions spot. Are they always going to know sort of what the in-depth part of the menus are at Hakkasan? Maybe not, but they will know that it's a Chinese restaurant, it's part of the nightclub, and you can go into the nightclub from the restaurant. So it is one of those things. They know a lot of very general information. I typically wouldn't go to a front desk agent if I want to ask for stuff outside of the hotel because it's not in their purview. They have to know a lot about specific parts of their hotel in terms of hotel room types, what rooms face the strip, what rooms face the back of the strip, which floors actually are like a high floor, and what floor is technically like a low floor? What's overlooking, you know, the ceiling of the casino? They have to know a lot of those issues. So, for example, I worked at MGM Grand, and you think, oh, they might have like, you know, maybe 6 different room types, 10 different room types. They had over 30 different room types at MGM Grand. Granted, it is one of the largest hotels in the world, so that comes with the territory. I believe it was the 3rd largest last time I checked. It was 2nd largest for a while, but then those are always kind of just sort of flip-flopping around however they want to use the numbers. But front desk agents have to deal with a lot of people, a lot of volume, checking people in. I remember asking how many people the front desk checked in on a busy weekend for like a big convention week. And they said in one day, they were able to turn around over 3,000 guests checking in and out of the hotel. Or checking into the hotel, I should say. So it is a very large number. They typically are required to spend about 5 minutes per guest, 5 to 7 minutes per guest. So they're trying to pack in a lot of information and hit all their points to, you know, be Forbes five-star standard. And it's a lot. So again, the front desk agents are really good for general questions and specifically questions about your hotel room. For example, if you come down from your elevators, and let's just say that you had a problem in the room and they were not able to, you know, get you on the line, which we'll talk about that in a little bit. The front desk agent is, of course, the person you should go to. Typically, there are two lines. There's the check-in line and then there's the checkout line, or usually like general questions or something kind of line. Go in that line. They will typically go ahead and take you. And again, they try their best, but that is sort of the first line of getting anything sort of fixed for your room. So just always remember, if it has to deal with your room, front desk will always be the best place to go get that answer. If you have to move rooms, if there's a problem with your room, they will be able to, you know, figure out the situation because they have the inventory to fix those problems. Why do I say this? We would always get people coming to the concierge desk trying to have these problems figured out. We would typically just send you the front desk because essentially you're going to have to go there at some point. If you come down and all you have to say is, hey, I couldn't get anybody on the line, but my, you know, toilet isn't working, we'll certainly help you with that. There's a way for us to, you know, go into the system, put in the, you know, the request for an engineer to go to your room and fix the problem. But if you are looking to change rooms, if you're looking to, you know, have some compensation in terms of, you know, having to deal with certain things, you're going to have to go to the front desk. The concierge will not do that. And the reason that I bring this up is that we would always get these questions of like, why can't you do this? That might work in a much smaller hotel, in like a Spring Hill Suites or something like that. Nothing wrong with Spring Hill Suites. It's just, it's a smaller hotel. There's maybe like 250 rooms, 300 rooms in a Spring Hill Suites. And they don't have like a concierge. They'll typically have the front desk agent is the go-to person for everything. So it doesn't work that way in a Vegas style hotel and casino. A Vegas hotel and casino, for example, MGM Grand, we had over 5,000 hotel rooms. Just for, you know, to sort of normalize it, the average hotel in Las Vegas has about 3,500 hotel rooms. So that is normal. Anything less than that is abnormal. Anything more than that is, you know, exceptionally abnormal as well. So with 5,000 hotel rooms, one person can't be in charge of all these things. A lot of things are sectioned into pieces. So for example, front desk in charge of the rooms. And they're also in charge of general questions, directions, where's the bathroom? That is their job. If they know any more than that, fantastic. The concierge job, which is what my job was, is we are in charge of, I like to say, the fun part. We're the Swiss Army knife of the hotel. But we have sort of very basic knowledge of hotel rooms. We have access to hot sauce. We have access to Opera, which is a system that I used when I was there. I believe it's changed since then. But our priority was helping you have the best time that you can have while you're in Vegas. And also last minute changes or last minute sort of situations, we were there to be able to get you in contact with the right people. We were essentially like Google, but if Google was a human being. Because the thing is sometimes when you go to Google, you do not know the answer. You do not know the feeling of a place. You do not know if that place is open. You don't know how fast they can get there. So we are really there at the concierge desk to answer those questions and then act on those things. Because a lot of times the front desk can't do that. But the concierge, we're typically supposed to be the place that has the relationships with the restaurants, with the nightclubs, with anybody in terms of like floral or you know, gift baskets, things of that nature, to be able to make your trip as fantastic as possible. So the concierge desk is for all the fun things. We're also the ones who are supposed to know the deepest knowledge of things to do in Las Vegas, relatively, you know, relative to where things are, sort of plan out your entire stay or your trip or your evening. The concierge is a place to do those things. We are the ones who are supposed to be able to go out, have these experiences, and then share them with you. So that's not saying that we don't deal with our own problems, and that we're not equipped to do it. We typically try to be as one-stop shop as possible, but we also want to be as efficient as possible. So just because we tell you to go to the front desk, it is not because we don't want to help you. It is because we know that it is going to be a much better usage of your time if you go ask somebody who can actually get it done, for example, for your room. We try to do our best, and we try to be in contact with people. We try to call, send people over. So, for example, the concierge, typically wherever you go, is always going to try to give you the absolute best service that you can get from any other place in the hotel. That's always we're striving to do. So we always try to go the little extra mile. So, for example, if there was a problem in a room and I talked to a guest services agent and then they said, well, they have to go to the front desk, I would typically walk that person over from the concierge desk, which ours was actually further away from the front desk, which it is now located next to it. We would actually walk that guest to the front desk, say, hey, this is this person. They have this issue. This is yada, yada, yada. And then we get it done. It's just having that relationship is a huge deal. So if you ever do come in contact with a problem like that, and you have, like, you know, a real concierge that can assist you with these things, that's one way of getting these things done. A lot of places, for example, who are located right next to the front desk, they're able to sort of step away from their terminal, go over to the manager on duty, MOD, bring them over and figure out the problem in terms of it has to be a room or something of that nature. So in terms of concierge, if you have problems, you go to the concierge. If you have trouble with, you know, the air conditioning in your room, if you, for example, haven't gotten something sent to your room, if you need a dinner reservation that's, you know, changed, or let's just say you made it yourself and you need to contact the restaurant, but they're not answering, the concierge, you just give us a call. We'll be able to contact that restaurant directly because, for example, this is a really notorious thing, especially for the Bellagio. The Bellagio does not let you call their restaurants, which is so annoying. It is one of the most annoying things. Me being out of being a concierge, it has become the most annoying thing that I cannot contact the restaurant. So, what you have to do, what's a good thing to do is you call the concierge will be able to get in contact with that hotel, that restaurant specifically, because we have the number that goes directly to the restaurant, not to the switchboard. And then we're able to, you know, manage those issues. So that's just one example of us trying to figure things out. But if you ever have trouble with like a tour, we would get this question a lot, is that we would get, you know, guests who come from the UK who had most of their trip planned by a travel agent, and they need to figure out, hey, I don't know where to go for my tour. I didn't book it with you, but I know that I have to be at this place for this tour. I need to use your phone. And we would call them for you. But we come in contact with all of those issues so much more frequently than you would have to, that we are able, and we also know these companies, we know where they pick up, we're able to confirm reservations, we're able to confirm tours, and then send you to the correct place and giving you a detailed, you know, direction of how to get there. And that's because we've done it before, and we get that question asked the most. So feel free to ask us any specific questions for these companies, because they're the ones that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. So I gave you the rosy cheeks moment of the concierge, but we're typically a good place to go for most questions, and I love asking questions. Many people always ask me, what was the most annoying question you ever got at the concierge desk? And honestly, I don't have an answer because we were there to answer questions. So I never had an annoying question. So that was always fun. I know at Caesar's Palace, they really hate when you ask them if Caesar lived there. Nobody likes that question that works at Caesar's Palace. So moving on, let's go to the different parts of the hotel. So for example, the valets and the bellmen. So valets and bellmen, it kind of depends. The old school days, the valets were really great people to ask. And I have to say now, it very much depends on how old the valet is. Because typically the taxi captain was the go-to guy. The taxi captain was basically the concierge of the main drive. They typically wore a different uniform. It typically had like a jacket with, you know, a cap. They usually had white gloves so they can open up the taxi doors or the limo doors. And that person usually knew where to take you and how fast to get there and where things were. So sometimes if you get an older valet age, valet attendant, they typically have a much faster response time. But it's changed so much. I really don't recommend asking valets where things are anymore, because a lot of times valets, they used to be work on tips. And that was a huge deal back in the day, was that you would tip the valet, you know, attendant, and then they would give you the best directions to anything. But the thing is, nowadays, because they're contracted out, because you have to pay for valet, you don't get that same level of service. So that's one of the things. It's like, I don't always rely on the valet attendants as much anymore. Old taxi captains are great people to ask questions for because they've been around so long. The bellmen are actually really good about asking questions about the hotel, how fast something is to take up to the room. And again, they have a very specific job that pertains to taking things up and down to rooms, as well as holding your luggage, finding your luggage, and being, you know, as swift and, you know, friendly as possible. But valet attendants are also union, which makes it takes forever to get things sometimes. But typically, bellmen are actually really, really great folks. So it's awesome. But moving on. So who, in terms of like, if you have a problem with your room or if you have a problem with your stay, who's the best person to talk to? The manager on duty is typically the best person you can talk to. But this is, I make sure everybody knows this. And actually, let's start at sort of the bottom. A very bad way to put that. I apologize. So let's go ahead and start at like sort of the first line of defense. And that would be guest services. So guest services are the people who typically answer the phones. They are also known as operators. It was really fun when I found out where the operators worked. So for those of you that ever watched sort of old school like movies or shows about the 1950s and 60s, where it's just a bunch of women like sort of doing switchboard operating and, you know, taking things out of the wall and then putting the cords into the wall. It's kind of like that. So the operators, or the switchboard operators, are different than guest services. But let's just talk about the operators really quick. The operators connect you to the place you need to be. Typically, the best thing I could recommend is you always try to connect to the concierge, because then they'll try to do as much as possible there. And if it is a problem with your room, please call guest services. But one way around it is call the operator, which is typically zero. Then you get to the concierge, tell the concierge the problem. We'll try to get to guest services as fast as possible. But the operator room was very, very small. It was like almost like a closet. So as you go around and you go into the operator's, you know, space, you open the door. I always remember it was in a corner. You open the door and it's just dark. It is so dark in there. I don't know why I think there was like a fishbowl in there or like an aquarium, but there was not. But it always just feels like it was just dark and cozy and quiet and calm. And there was only like three ladies working in there, and they were all different ages. So they were like, two of them had to be in their, you know, 50s. And then one of them was in their 20s. But the thing is that, you know, it's a really cushy job if you can get it, because you'll always need at least one operator. But they were just so chill, so calm all the time. Always walked around with the headset. That was always the big thing, was walking around with the headset. And they were so comfortable because they never had to see anybody. So they always had like these big giant blankets. They were always so comfortable. In the concierge room, it was very, very bright, very much like an office, office setting. And the women were not allowed to have blankets inside, and they were also always freezing. So they always had space heaters, and I used to hate to sit next to somebody with a space heater. It was the absolute worst. But the operator will never fix any of your problems. The biggest thing an operator can do is basically put something into what's called hot sauce, and that person, that's usually like you need toiletries or you need a toothbrush or that kind of thing. So let's go ahead and move over to guest services. Guest services, these people are the saints of the entire business because they always dealt with the problems that we didn't want to. Whenever I would have a problem, I would say, hey, I have this guest who really, really has a problem with their room. They say it's too cold and their air conditioner is not working. And then the guest services agent would just said, yep, send them over. And then we would send them over. But guest services is sort of the first line of defense in terms of stuff over the phone. Guest services typically do not work in front of the house. Guest services typically work over the phone. I always say be as nice as possible to anybody over the phone. Whenever you're trying to get anything from somebody, I always recommend being as nice as possible because if you are nice and are calm, you typically get things fixed. And I understand typically when you are calling guest services, this is sort of a moment that you don't want to be having on your vacation. I mean, nobody wants to call and talk plumbing on their vacation, but it's your room, it's your house, and we need to get it fixed. So be as nice and gentle as possible, because typically if you are nice with somebody over the phone, they are typically more helpful and more understanding when they're trying to figure something out. Because again, you're calling this person, it's the first time they're hearing this problem. Typically we will take notes and we put them in your reservation. And yes, we do read them all because we have nothing better to do all day. So we love reading and figuring out why you are a terrible guest. Although, you know, we don't say that to your face, but we make notes. But if you're a good guest, we don't make notes for that, unfortunately, but we know it's like your anniversary. But I've gone and I've actually, gone in and we're just sort of looking through and we'll look at the comments. And if you have issues with your room, and this is actually so we have or are aware of what's going on, we always take note. And then if it says there was always like a code, which meant no more upgrades or no more compensation. No more comp. Was it N? No comp? Was it NC? Could have been. So they had sort of this code that said no more compensation where somebody would get, food and beverage credit. We would also get, we would give them out no resort fees taken off. So we would put on those things like, hey, we've compensated this person enough. We can't compensate them anymore. So yes, we do keep note of these things. But guest services is typically the people that deal with you over the phone. If they can't get it done with you, I recommend you go see a manager on duty, which typically there is always a manager on duty for a giant property like MGM Grand. When you see somebody in person, though, I would come at them at least level-headed. And then if you want to go crazy, go ahead, because it's much easier to do face-to-face. Typically, when you see somebody face-to-face, you don't get, too overly excited. But usually when we have to face you face-to-face, we're a little bit easier about trying to get things done for you because nobody wants to be uncomfortable. That's typically what it is. So again, I always recommend be as nice as possible, be clear, be pretty concise, and try not to over-exaggerate. But if you are, having air conditioner problems, say you are having air conditioner problems. So again, that's all I recommend. So as we move through, these are all kind of around the same. So for example, like a dealer, you're never going to complain to a dealer about anything. Essentially, the most important person to talk about in terms of dealers is going to be the pit boss, which again, they can't really do anything for you either. The only time that might happen is if you are winning at craps or any game, and you have to say, hey, I'm going to be late for my reservation. Typically, they will push your reservation if they can. And guess who could do that? The pit boss. So the pit boss usually calls us, and then we go ahead and push the reservation as well. Hostesses are also really important. Hostesses can only do so much. So hostesses typically for restaurants, can typically move seats. They can usually change times. And again, if they can usually move 15 minutes before or after, usually not a problem. So again, those are important people to note when you come to Las Vegas. So as you kind of go through all the positions, let's see here. Yeah, you can get to like the managers of restaurants and stuff, but I feel like you guys all got sort of the good ones, which is the front desk, the concierge, the operators, guest services, the valets, the bellmen. These are all people that make the hotel run, which is very, very important. So again, it's all compartmentalized. So you have to know who you need to talk to get things done. So again, that's a really good way of looking at it. So that was today's episode. Today's episode was pretty quick, but I think just packed with really good info, if I do say so myself, because I said that info. But really appreciate you guys listening. The next episode will be my favorite burgers in Las Vegas, because I think that was actually requested by Munaf Manji, who's actually a really great coworker, friend, who appears on the Sports Gambling Podcast. So go ahead and give them a listen. But he mentioned that to me, and I said, hey, that's actually a really good idea for a pod. So that'll be the next episode here on Concierge Confidential. So again, if you want to follow me on Brian_Ortega26 for my personal account. You can also follow me on Concierge_Confidential_LV for any of the latest videos. You can also follow us on TikTok at Keys to Vegas. If you want to see, again, any of the videos that we post. So thank you so much for listening, everybody. If you see me out in town, feel free to come up and say hello. Maybe I'll buy you a drink. Of course, I keep that sort of out there. Just make sure you say to me when you walk up to keep it confidential. And hopefully, we'll see you out in town. So good luck, everybody. And again, thank you much for listening. And remember, keep it confidential.